I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to KSL Unrivaled. I'm Ben Anderson, joined by Tom Hackett as we fill in for Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell today. They are both out of the office, so very excited to be able to jump in and get back at it. You can always tweet at us, respond to us at Ben's Hoops on Twitter, and of course, Tom Kant Hackett. Tom, two-time Ray Guy Award winner?
Yes.
Twice?
Yes, Ben. We don't need to go into that, though, please.
Why not?
Because it's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
I have a hard time listening to introductions of myself.
Huh.
That's normal, right?
For some people love it.
Really?
Sure. Some people want to have all their accolades read out as often as possible.
Right. No, I'm good. I studied up at the University of Utah and partook in a little football.
Everyone knows who you are.
But no, I doubt it.
Everyone knows who Tom Hackett is.
Anyway, we're happy, and it's kind of ironic we're doing a radio show together.
Well, yeah. So I wanted to talk about your Twitter handle actually for a second, because Tom Kant Hackett actually changed after you lost your job, right?
Yeah.
And who replaced you at that job?
You.
That was me.
At Ben's Hoops. Replaced me.
So yeah, I took your job one time, and we did some radio together over there a little bit. I would come on and jump on the show.
We did.
And then I took your job.
And then you did.
And then I lost my job, and you were working at KSLSports.com, and you vouched for me, everyone said.
I did. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of you. When I lost my job, you reached out and said best of luck, and I said I appreciate that, knowing that you were going to take my job, even though the public didn't know. I wished you the best of luck in replacing me. Which is very easy. And then it was funny because you obviously do some work here at KSLSports.com now as well. You come in the first day. And I think, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, the first comment you made to me when we kind of locked eyes was, hey, Tom, I'm here to take your job again.
Again.
Yeah, again.
I'll just keep following your footsteps.
And I go to sleep, actually, like just listening to those words come out of your mouth.
Well, I don't think I'm going to do it again. We cover a little bit different things now.
I'm joking. No, it's a pleasure, though.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure.
Anyways, I cover the Utah Jazz for KSLSports.com. I'm the host of the Jazz Notes podcast. Also, I do jump on here on Unrivaled with Alex and Scott occasionally as we break down some Jazz basketball. Likewise with Tom. Tom, you've got a couple of podcasts going, though, yeah?
I follow Utah football pretty closely. Real Salt Lake, I'm a big fan of the round ball. And then, yeah, very, very rarely I jump on with Alex and Scott to talk whatever they want to talk about, but I'm around, and KSL Sports is a great place to work, and we have fun.
And then you and Scott are, of course, on the official call.
We are, yes, we are. I'm sidelines in the elements, and Scotty's up there in a nice booth.
We got a big show for you today. We're going to talk a lot about Utah's season, obviously, as Tom was on the sideline for all of the games, played there, knows it inside and out. We'll break down a little bit of what happened, whether it was a good season, whether it was a disappointing season, what our expectations were before the year started. And then, of course, get you ready for the bowl game. The Jazz had a very nice win last night, their first in 3 weeks over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Not their first win, but I would say their first good win in 3 weeks, which coincidentally last came against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Jordan Love declaring for the NFL draft and kind of some year-end wrap-up, including Time named their Person of the Year. We'll tell you who our Person of the Year would be when it comes to the world of sports here in the state of Utah. But let's get to The Cut, powered by KSL Sports.
The Cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. It's 7:05. Here's what made The Cut.
The Cut, powered by KSL Sports. And Tom, I think one of the clips we want to let you hear really quickly is Kyle Whittingham getting you ready. He had his press conference today for the Alamo Bowl with the Texas coach, Tom Herman. And one of the things they were asked about was, what do you do about seniors and whether or not seniors should play or will play, especially if they have an NFL future in the bowl game? Here's that cut. All right, there's Kyle Whittingham talking about the seniors. And basically what Witt said is that he's hasn't heard from anybody that anyone's planning on sitting out. Now, that could change. We're still 3 weeks out from New Year's Eve when Utah's going to be taking on Texas in the Alamo Bowl. First of all, have you heard anything? I mean, you know these guys pretty well. You're on the sidelines. What's your sense of what they're going
to
do?
I have not heard anything. They keep that pretty close to the chest. I imagine a number of them don't play, Ben, for good reason. I think we could talk about bowl games and what the future of bowl games looks like for a very long time. However, if I were in the shoes of Zach Moss, Bradley and I, Lecky Fotu, even Terrell Burgess, I wouldn't play. Anybody that pays attention to Utah football, Ben,
sure,
would have seen Julian Blackman
right,
literally just slip on the new sod that was put into Levi Stadium to put the Pac-12 logo in the middle of the field. Non-contact injury. The play was over. He was trying to slow down his back pedal, slipped, buckled his knee. We don't know the extent of the injury. It's not good. It's season-ending, which tells me it's either an ACL or an MCL. Yeah. Hoping for an MCL, of course. If it's an MCL, then there's a chance he may well be able to compete at the combine. If it's an ACL, then that really does hurt his draft stock. He might not get drafted if it's an ACL. It's that severe. So
yeah.
Why would you risk something when you don't have to? I mean, the whole risk versus reward conversation is it means something when it comes to bowl games and seniors.
And everyone remembers Jalen Smith with Notre Dame against Ohio State. I mean, he was going to be a top 10 pick at worst. He ended up slipping out of the first round. Now, he was smart, and these guys can do this. And actually, with autonomy, you remember that big conversation in college football a couple of years back. One of the things they can do now is they can take out insurance policies. I should say they, as the school, can take out insurance policies for their players, where if they get injured, those can be paid out. If you do have an NFL future, and you know Jalen Smith, I think, ended up getting something crazy. He was getting, you know, X amount of $1,000 per draft spot that he dropped. So by falling to the second round, he actually did recoup some of that money, and he's turned into a superstar in the NFL. So it's not a big deal for him. But for a guy like Julian Blackman, or for your average NFL player whose career lasts 3 to 4 years, and you're hoping to get $600,000 to start your life, you know, $700,000 to start your life and be able to buy a house and get everything started, yeah, that's an absolutely enormous loss. And where Zach Moss probably projects to get drafted, where Bradley and I probably projects to get drafted, Terrell Burgess, those types of players, Utah might not be in a spot where those guys all feel like they want to step on the field right away, because you can't fall from the third round to the seventh round. That absolutely changes your future.
Correct. And I think the bowl game plays a role in this as well. I think if Utah had made it to the Rose Bowl, made it to the college football playoff, then you play, right? You're creating history. You're taking your program, your school to places they haven't been before. And a lot of scouts will watch those games more so than the Alamo Bowl. The Alamo Bowl is not a New Year's Six Bowl. It's considered, though, the best bowl game outside of the New Year's Six, but still, it's the Alamo Bowl. There's only one human being up there on the hill that cares about the Alamo Bowl and whether or not that team wins or not. It's Coach Kyle Whittingham, and it's because he has bonus money associated to the win.
Huh? You think that's the only reason? He's got some pride too.
Is he though? Like, does he's achieved so much?
I think here's what's crazy about Kyle Whittingham. Every practice seems to matter. I mean, you know him better than I do, but I've talked to him after practices. Every detail seems to matter to Kyle Whittingham, which is why he's such a great coach. It's also why he's been able to do it for so long in one spot, because he pays attention to every little aspect of it. Now, do bowl games mean less now than they used to? I think that's a good debate, and I think Kyle Whittingham probably recognizes that they do. But this is Is this the best bowl game Utah's gone to since they've been in the Pac-12? Inarguably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, it is. It certainly is.
So Witt probably still wants to go out and show, hey, we've won 11 games this season. Let's get it up to 12 wins and show that we can get to that number. And if Utah wins, they're guaranteed a top 10 finish in college football this year. And that's a big achievement.
Sure. And I'm sure Kyle Whittingham also has bonus money associated to
and
that.
And the money.
The players don't get anything. You're guaranteed to get bowl gifts. And I think they've come out. Although I'd have to double check, but bowl packages, yeah. People around the state of Utah seem to care what the players get. I think there's some cool watch on offer for the Alamo Bowl. But regardless, Coach Whittingham cares. Whether or not they win, the players don't. And when he finds out that the likes of Zach Moss, Bradley and I, Lecky Fotu, will not be playing, then it's a bona fide spring camp practice.
You don't think they're going to play?
Why would you? Really? Why would you play? It's the Alamo Bowl.
Let's talk about that coming up next. Why would Bradley and I, why would Zach Moss play? He's Tom Hackett. I'm Ben Anderson. This is KSL Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.